Hey, and welcome to episode 54 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where we give you guys a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
So first we're going to be talking about baby daddy news. Ooh. Baby daddy. So Icon's Bobby and his fiance welcome their first child into the world. A source from YG Entertainment revealed on the 27th of September that Bobby and his fiance welcomed a baby boy. Last month, Bobby personally announced through a handwritten letter that he was engaged and would become a father in September. So congratulations, Bobby. Yay.
Oh, congrats.
It's going to be a cute ass baby. And in more baby daddy news, Big Bang's Taeyang and his wife Min Hyorin are going to become parents. Yay. So on the 27th of September, it was reported that Hyorin is currently pregnant and is expected to give birth soon. Hyorin's agency confirms the report and states that she hopes to give birth quietly, and we ask for your understanding in not being able to respond to further questions. So basically, mind your business, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm having a baby, mind your business. So yeah, they're gonna be parents. Yay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Everybody having babies.
Look, everyone at YG babies. Yay.
Honestly, I didn't even realize.
This is for you, actually, Shay.
For
you. So Mnet and HYBE's joint audition program Island is returning for a new season, this time to create a new girl group. So for those that are not aware, Island is an observation reality show that follows the creation process of the next generation of K-pop artists. The first season aired on Mnet from June to September in 2020 and brought us the lovely group ENHYPEN. So on the 27th of September, Island 2 revealed its first teaser video and began recruiting contestants for the audition show. The new girl group created from Island 2 will debut under B-Lift Lab and will become label mates with ENHYPEN. So any female born between January 1st, 2000 and December 31st, 2009 are eligible to audition regardless of nationality.
Guys, I'm going to be on Island. I can audition.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, I qualify.
You qualify, girl. I'm too old. But anyway, applications will be accepted via B-Lift Lab's official website from September 27th noon Korea time until October 10th midnight Korea time. Those who pass the first round can take part in the auditions that will begin in October and will be held in 7 total locations, including Korea, Japan, Vietnam, Australia, Thailand, and the United States. So Shay, book a plane ticket somewhere. The program is scheduled to air in the first half of 2022.
Nice.
So yeah, Shay's gonna debut. Can't wait.
Oh my gosh, I feel like it's gonna be giving like Bad Girls Club. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
Because the editing of the guys season was like hella shady, so I can't wait for the girls.
We'll just have to wait and see. But yeah, short and sweet, that is Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to speak about, then make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. You can at us at How You At You or use the hashtag How You At You. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, anything in between, games as well. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you could go to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. The U is just the letter. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And you could submit away. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I will never understand why some fans get so upset / stop standing or supporting an idol when they find out that they're dating someone. One, surely you couldn't afford that you had an actual chance with them. Two, I feel like that means you weren't an actual fan in the first place.
I agree with this. I guess I can, but the thing is, I can understand why some fans get upset, because the companies, so some companies, and I feel like a broken record at this point, but they play into the whole, this singer is your boyfriend. Yay. And that's very dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Everyone's not, in the nicest way, more mentally stable.
Yeah, I agree as well. But I think it also somewhat gets to a point of where people need to take some sort of self-responsibility as well, in terms of managing your own emotions and how far you let your thoughts go without being too rude. So yeah, I guess we both agree with this one.
Yeah. And I don't know why people actually think that they'll have a chance with these people, especially you're not even in the same social circle. So I don't know how. Anyway, I disagree.
Maybe it's just like us as weirdos and this person that submitted this, because for me, in my head, even if I really like someone, like, or say like you have your celebrity crush, you also don't know them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you see them and this and that, but you don't know them. So I can't picture how someone could maybe plan out or think that they have a chance with this person that they actually don't know. That's kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
Thank you for that one. I guess we both agree. Moving on. This next person said, one thing that has always confused me is that when an idol wears something that is deemed iconic, they get praised for the look. But if they do CA, their stylist gets called out.
So basically they're saying the stylist never gets praised when something is done right. It's always the quote unquote idol, I guess. But then when things go left, the stylist gets called out. Okay, I think because, yeah, I feel like the stylist, on the positive end, you know, they should get their props too. I don't know, I feel like I do see both. Like, I still see, like, oh my gosh, Shay slayed the outfit, or whatever. But then I also see, oh, Shay's stylist is on point this event or whatever. So I do see both. Don't know if I really agree, but I get what they're saying
though. Yeah, like the premise is sort of like, oh, when it's good they get credit, when it's not. Yeah, I think similarly to you, I've seen it both ways. But I think people somewhat have to understand that yes, there might be a styling team or set styles and stuff, but at the end of the day, I think especially if it's established artists, I know rookies are a bit more on like thinner ice. But at the end of the day, some of these idols will have an opportunity to speak up about what they're having to wear, especially for CA and stuff. So I think we have to acknowledge that and not just put all the responsibility on just the stylist or just the company or whatever. There's definitely some individual responsibility there as well. But yeah, thank you for sending that in. And our last unpopular opinion for today is, I really hate the backhanded quote unquote, wow, she looks so healthy comments that female idols get when they gain the tiniest bit of weight. Like, can't you just say that she looks amazing and move on?
Maybe that is their way of saying they look good. I don't know. I don't feel like wow, she looks healthy is a backhanded compliment. I think it becomes backhanded if the person goes, wow, she looks so healthy, add something that's kind of like, is that a compliment? Do you know what I mean? I can't think of something on the top of my head.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I actually saw a post around this topic the other day, And I might be wrong. I think it was like one of the Stacey members or something. And I can see how it can, a comment like that can seem backhanded because say you, I don't know, saw a clip of, I don't know, namesake, like Lisa from her recent release and song and everything. People might just be like, oh my gosh, iconic, she looks amazing, this, that, and the other. But sometimes you find that if an idol, a female idol has gained the slightest bit of weight or looks a bit different or is filmed from a certain angle that makes her look slightly bigger, they're like, oh, she looks healthier. I'm happy that she's healthier now. And
that's what I mean. So you see what I mean? You've added an extra, it's not like, wow, she looks healthy. That's the compliment. It's, wow, she looks healthy because XYZ, that's what makes it a bit like, like, for example, if someone's like, just make up a group here, just say someone's like, oh my gosh, Sally looks amazing, even though she's like 5 pounds heavier than Ruth. That's a bit backhanded. Yeah. Like, that's not really, we don't need to do that. You could just be like, wow, she looks healthy, and that's it.
Exactly, and move on.
Yes.
Like, I think also similar to, what was it? I think it was an add-on that I had in our last episode where it was like, also as an idol, you have to remember that these people also, like, on the internet, they will have like their undercover accounts. If you're seeing that and you just want to be perceived as the idol image and you just want to have those compliments, and now you're sort of getting those backhanded-ish comments, that could also be quite upsetting.
Yeah.
So yeah, be nice, just give the compliment. If you think they look good, say they look good.
Yeah, just say they look good and go. Exactly. That's it.
Thank you for all of those unpopular opinions, guys. Remember that if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or stories that you want us to look into or read out on here on the podcast, make sure to send them to us at halyut@gmail.com. You can drop them anonymously on Shanice's website or send them to us on socials. And today we actually have a game. So someone has said, someone sent this in. So the scenario is you're stuck in an elevator.
Oh, that's happened to me before.
Oh my god, no way. That's terrifying.
I was stuck with this other girl. Guess what her name was?
What?
Shanice.
No way.
So yeah, two Shanices in the elevator. Sounds like a joke, but there we go.
Oh my god. Oh god, I couldn't. But this person said, which BTS member would you want? Which BTS member would you not mind being stuck with, and which member would you not want to be stuck with, and why?
In the elevator. Do you have an answer already?
I think I wouldn't want to be stuck with, I wouldn't want to be stuck with RM.
Why?
Because if we're like in there for a while, I feel like he might start asking me like some deep philosopher questions, and I can't think when I'm stressed. So I would just be really embarrassed and stressed as well. So maybe not. Actually, not RM. I think I could deal with that. JK, I feel like he would jump or like try to take the elevator. Like, JK for me, I wouldn't want to be stuck with him. I think I would want to be stuck with J-Hope. Like, I feel like he would try and, like, comfort you and make sure you're all right. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I want to say, okay, so I feel like J-Hope can go either way, right? It could be, like, really, like, you know, I can't speak English today. It could be very, he's relieving the stress, right?
Yeah.
Because he's very upbeat and happy. But then it could go the other way, like he's doing too much. And it's like, please chill. I can't take this happiness. Like, please. And I feel like it's the same way with Suga, because I feel like he'd be very calm, maybe, about the situation, but then his calmness might get on my nerves because I'm like, why are you so calm? It's like an elevator.
Exactly.
So that's my answer.
Oh god. And I wouldn't, another just like honorable mention, I wouldn't want to be stuck with V. I love him to the moon and back, but I feel like once he gets too comfy with you, he will start showing you like the foot album of like foot pictures that he has on his phone. I don't need to, no, I'm okay. He would get a bit too comfy and unleash his full unusual potential. So Yeah, I hope you enjoyed those answers. Thank you for the scenario. But if any of you want to send in any games for us to play, any questions or anything you want to hear us discuss, remember that you can send them to us on socials, by email or on Shanice's website.
And also, if you have an answer, you can send your answers as well. We'll be intrigued.
We'd love to know. But now it's time for On the Radar. So this means that we're coming towards the end of the episode, but me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything we've been watching, listening to, or want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I feel like the only thing we should talk about on the radar is Squid Game, because if we don't, it's a bit pointless. Let's be real. And sorry, if you haven't watched it, probably spoilers, click off now. Thanks for listening, because we're going to talk about it. So yes, we've finished Squid Game.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy myself, because you know me and dramas, I'm very slow. So
it's a big deal, guys.
It's a big deal. And I was able to finish it before all the spoilers started flooding the timelines of various platforms. So I'm quite happy with myself. No. So yeah, what did you think, Shay? Squid Game.
Oh my god, I had no business watching Squid Games at like 1 a.m. in the morning. Don't do it to yourself. It was really well made, because as someone that loves media, it was just really well made. And there are actually so many Easter eggs that we probably missed the first round watching it.
Yeah.
Because apparently all of the activities that they played was actually on the wall behind their bunk beds, and all those interesting bits. It was super interesting. I was shocked by some of the betrayals. Two characters that had so much potential, in my opinion, were like the besties in the beginning, like the guys.
Oh, the ones that got killed kind of first.
I was like, they had so much potential. Oh, what else? I didn't understand the whole red hair moment at the end, but
apparently. And I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, red in Korea signifies death. So maybe like this is like the death of the old him, and this is like the new him. Situationes. I'm sorry, but when Sang-woo killed the girl at the end.
Oh no!
I was like, no. No!
That man, I can't, like, he upset me so much. First, he killed Ali.
Ali, no!
No, it's too much. No.
Sorry, this old guy, this is a very extreme way to get people to play with you. Like, no, sir, you need to go outside and touch grass. I know you're sick and everything, but, like,
something was not right. But I also saw some theories online that people was saying that he could have been like the main guy's dad.
Still, I saw those theories as well, because basically the milk situation where he was like, oh, I only drink chocolate milk. He's like, oh, that's my son. And when they went to the house, the set, when it was going to play marbles, I grew up in an area like this. Oh, so did I. But even still, really?
It was a lot.
It's a lot, sir.
Oh, and there are also those theories that, I'm sorry, I don't remember the character names, but you know, like, the guy that is, was he like a police officer or something? The one that was looking
for his brother? Sorry, before you go into your theory, what a beautiful man.
He's so fine.
Oh my gosh. And he was stressing me out. And I'm sorry, what phone battery lasts that long? Because I know my man's had iPhone. I'm sorry.
It was doing a lot. But some people don't think that he's dead. And I hope he isn't dead, because that would be good as part of the second season. But overall, really intense. But it was a good program. And the girl, like I don't know who you call her, the main girl, but apparently, because she's like really good friends with Jenny got like a, what is it, like those coffee trucks and came to set, which was so sweet.
What was your theory? You said you had a theory about the policeman.
Not a theory, just that he isn't dead. I think he isn't dead, that's all.
But I just want to know, like, how, because obviously his brother was like the front man, right?
Yeah.
Like, and apparently he got, when his brother was going through like all the files, he basically won a season or whatever. So it's just like, how did you win and get here?
Wait, the brother, like
the... So you know the front man, the one that's in a black mask. Basically, he took part in the games years ago, and he actually won. So it's like he won, and he's like, "How did you win? And now you're the front man." Because I saw like a theory, right? So with all the guards and stuff, the pink jumpsuits people, apparently they could be past winners, but because obviously prior to getting into the game, they weren't good with money in the first place. So obviously they won all this money, and then they were reckless with it, which caused them to be in this similar situation. So basically they get paid a good lump sum to be part of it, but not actually participate in the game. They're like on the sidelines.
That could be a good theory. Another theory that I saw about like the guard people is that, you know, in the beginning when that the man from Train to Busan, love him.
Oh, he's so fine.
I love him. You know, in the beginning at the train station where he's like, they play that Korean game. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
But apparently, because he's like, oh, pick a color. So some people are saying, dependent on what color the person picked, that determined what place they would play, like as a participant or as one of the guards, because the participants are blue and the guards are red, and that's the color of the things.
The only reason why I don't think that's probably a possible theory, and maybe it wasn't shown because of time, it wasn't like valid to the story, because just say I pick the pink one, right, and now I'm one of the guards. Can you imagine that? Okay, you have to shoot these people and kill them. Why would I do that? And why, like, and the way that it's set up as well, is the sense of there's no hesitation from any of them, apart from obviously the police officer, because like he doesn't know what's going on. Bear in mind, of course, like each shape is a different rank, but they're still kind of semi in charge of things. So, for example, obviously the people that had the circle on their mask, they were basically like the lower rank soldiers, right? But they were still in charge of transporting the players from their towns to the boat, to the island, whatever.
Yeah.
So really and truly, they could go rogue. So I don't know if I feel like the only possible one is what I said before, like if they're a past winner, because like they've kind of see it and they know that they're gonna get paid regardless.
I guess that's the only two options. So either people that have prior been involved, or if they get those like red people earlier, put them in the thing, train them and everything. Because I swear there was like some underground organ harvesting that the main guy didn't know about. So that could show that like some of these people are involved in other stuff as well.
Because I feel like as well with the organ harvesting thing, I could be wrong, because I remember the front man, after he killed the doctor guy and the other soldier person because he showed his face or whatever, the front man wasn't that fazed about the organ thing. I feel like he said something along the lines of, like, I already knew that's what you guys are doing. I don't care. Like, whatever you do, it's basically like, whatever you do in your own time, that's your business, isn't it? But as when it starts affecting the game, for example, now you're telling him what's next, and you're basically not playing the game fairly. And that's what I think the main thing was, like, you have to play fair. And then on top of that, you revealed your face, so you're not meant to show your face. So, like, you're breaking the rules. I feel like that's the main reason why.
Like a rule thing. Yeah,
that's the main reason why they got killed. Because I feel like as well, if that was the case and it was just like, oh, the organ harvesting thing, I feel like the front man or even the head guy, the old guy, like if it was an issue, they probably would have. I know they killed other people as well that were involved, but they would have killed, I feel like they would have killed more, because there was like people in the control room that was changing the cameras So that when they go down the colourful hallway, that it's not seen. That I don't feel like all the people got killed. I feel like the only people that got killed that were hanging were the people that were killed when the doctor guy was escaping, like running through the place, and the guy that showed his face. But the square people that were in the control room, changing the angle of the camera or deleting footage, they were not killed. Because there's only about, what, 5 of them hanging in the hallway when the contestants walked past. So, true. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So many theories. But let us know what you guys think as well, if you have watched it. But would recommend, but at your own...
Yeah, as I said, my description was... Battle Royale. If you've seen Alice in Borderland, I think that is meant to be kind of similar-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hunger Game vibes. There's blood. Survival a lot of blood. The
fittest. A lot.
Survival of the Fittest. Games. Korean.
I'm so
yeah.
Netflix Korea, hire her. I'm so done. Oh, God.
And I just love saying Games Korean. It's so games. Basic. But anyway.
anyway. Just before we round up, what would you say like your favorite game was, or either the game that you would have like failed on from the whole show?
Girl, I would have been dead from before the game even started. I think, I don't know, I feel like I would have been good at Red Light, Green Light, because I don't know, I feel like that would have been fine. Uh-huh. The honeycomb one, I feel like that's luck, to be honest, because it's the way the honeycomb biscuit situation is made. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, sometimes, you know when you're eating, like, a biscuit? Like, you know if you get a Kit Kat? Sometimes when you even break that in half, it could be hit and miss, you know? That's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with my technique. It's just...
It's definitely chance.
It's chance. So maybe, I don't know, sticky one still. And I feel like maybe I wouldn't have the added pressure with someone over you with a flipping gun to your head.
It doesn't help.
Doesn't help. The glass one, I would... I feel like, yeah, definitely would have died.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just wouldn't have joined. But that's all we have time for.
Wait, before you go, you didn't say what about you? Sorry, I know.
Wouldn't have joined. I wouldn't have lasted. I wouldn't have joined.
But I mean, like, if you're there now, like, you just woke up, you're there.
I think the game that would have sent me out, maybe, Tug of War.
I would have. I'm way nothing.
A good team.
Yeah.
I would have been gone, but yeah.
To be honest, I would have died in a riot. Let's be real. I would have been the first target. I would have been the first target. I'm small. You could have just chucked me over those bunk beds.
No, I think I would have survived the riot. I just would have timed myself right, because if I just threatened the guards, like that lady that I'll pee on the floor, I could have gone toilet and come back when they're done.
No, but they wouldn't have opened the door because they wanted the riot. They only opened the door because the old man was like, oh, I'm scared.
I can't.
Which is an Easter egg, by the way, because just like, who are you? He says stop and it stopped. But anyway...
Right, sir. But yeah, check it out. It's pretty good. But yeah, that's all we have time for this week.
Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you guys can send in any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests to howyoutea@gmail.com. Send them over to us on socials, or even leave them anonymously on Chinese's website.
Yes, and that's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. That's kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. The U is just letter. I've been Chinese from Kpop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. Yep.
Yes, and I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @theKway_100 or on TikTok @theKway_.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.